It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Danny Bunch. Danny is an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation. Hey, great to see you.
Thank you for having me today.
Okay, so dairy is really where you've cut your teeth. A little background about how you ended up covering dairy for Farm Bureau.
Yeah, a little background on me. I did my master's degree at Cornell University, and I entered into a project there where we were working on sort of evaluating the value of cooperative membership to farmers, and that sort of looped me in with the Northeast dairy industry after already being involved with the Northeast agriculture for so long. I was in 4-H and things of that nature, but did my graduate degree on cooperative membership in the dairy industry and looking at pricing dynamics, and that sort of squeezed me in the door on all things dairy down the line. So they call me Dairy Danny now at Farm Bureau and with our state, so happy to be working on the issue.
Well, one of the issues that dairy producers dealing with right now, $15 milk, that doesn't pay the bills, does it?
No, not at all. We had a good year last year where farmers' margins were a little bit better. In a lot of cases, your smaller farms still losing out even with those higher prices. But now we're back down into pricing. That's just not sustainable for a lot of farmers. So one of the big things we're kind of looking at, and the first time in 20 years USDA is looking like they might issue a federal milk marketing order hearing, but we're looking at engaging in those developments. We're working on submitting proposals, one of which we submitted yesterday afternoon, but looking to modernize the federal order system so that dairy farmers' prices that they receive are a little bit fairer and updated to modern market conditions.
Last one here for you is, as we start moving our way through, obviously you've got leadership from dairy states, whether you're talking about G.T. Thompson from Pennsylvania, or you're talking about Debbie Stabenow from Michigan.
Right.
Does that really play out well, at least for the odds of dairy getting a good seat at the table?
Yeah, so when you think about Farm Bill, a little bit separate from the federal milk marketing order system, which is an administrative process, but I think having G.T. Thompson and Debbie Stabenow, who really wants to get a Farm Bill done, is great for dairy farmers. They know the system. They've worked with dairy farmers for many years. G.T. Thompson is also on the Education and Workforce Committee. So some of our priorities, like nutrition, getting whole milk back in schools, it's going to be great to have him on both those committees and sort of streamline that through the Farm Bill, hopefully. Also the Dairy Pride Act, making sure that products that are milk and dairy get the name milk and dairy versus other alternatives. And then some of our dairy margin coverage priorities, we're hoping that that ends up in the Farm Bill as well, and looking to work with both those offices there.
And since I threw the Farm Bill thing you've got trade as well. Let's end on that. Dairy and trade, we have the USMCA. We've had some issues with our Canadian friends. Have we worked out all those issues? Is dairy in a good place when it comes to trade, or still challenges?
Yeah, so unfortunately, it's still quite challenging with our trade issues with Canada. One of the issues there is they have a supply quota system, right? Their farmers can only supply produce so much, and then they're limited, they're cut off. So Canada really has to try to absorb all the production that they have and is quite protectionist about their market. There's really no incentive for them to really follow the rules that they signed up for in the USMCA. We don't really expect them to start all of a sudden following those rules and accept more American-made dairy products into their country. So I think we just think it's going to be a circular keep going as we work with the trade office, WTO challenge, under the WMCA, and then continuously push that way. But at the end of the day, we don't think Canada's going to really come to our side on this issue, but we hope to look into other markets to sell our product. We know that Southeast Asia is very promising when it comes to dairy markets. China is a great marketplace, and a lot of opportunity there as well.
So next time we talk, let's dig into the cheese side of this, which has really been a real boost for the dairy industry. Will you come back and see us?
Yeah. Cheese is really driving the market these days and has changed some of the dynamics with pricing, so it's part of the conversation we're having as well.
Danny Munch is an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, joins us on today's Agribusiness Report.